Turning your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you listen to the kids, you probably know where Deuteronomy is, okay? But anyway, Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we just saw a very special program dealing with our children's ministry. We focused, of course, on Wednesday night, but you may not realize it, but you probably do. There's Sunday morning, there's the Bible kids, there's kids church, and there's so many different things that we have throughout the week. And of course, on Wednesday nights, we called it Kids Club, and we had a lot of fun with that, and it deals with the training of the children. But here's what I want to do. I'm going to do this very, very briefly. I mean, faster than you can imagine. In fact, I'll try to talk fast. But anyway, three things we want to think about this morning. What are we doing with children's ministry? What are we to do? We're to train children. Number two, why are we to do this? Well, it's a fallen world, and children need to know about Jesus Christ as Savior. And the last thing is our goal would be children would know Jesus Christ and to serve. And so we want to see that, and we're going to see it very, very briefly. I think the most important truth in the world is the message of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world. That's us. He loved us that he gave his son Jesus. Jesus came to the earth, died on the cross, paid for sin, and rose again. And that it says that whosoever, that's anyone, whosoever would believe in him, that's turning their trust and faith in Christ, would never perish but have everlasting life. The greatest truth of all is that God loved us, sent his son to die and rise again, and whoever believes in him has eternal life. This is the message that takes a person from death to life, from darkness to light, from the lake of fire to eternity with Jesus Christ. As parents and adults, we have the responsibility of passing on this great message to our children. So let's think about this. What are we to do? We're to train our children. In our families, in our churches, we have the responsibility to take the truths of the Bible, especially the message of Jesus Christ, to our children. I want you to look at with me at Deuteronomy chapter 6. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, this was actually called the Shema passage. Every morning, a Jewish man would quote this passage. Listen how it starts. It says, "Hear, O hear, Israel, the Lord your God is one." It's called the Shema passage because the Hebrew word for hear is Shema. Shema, Shema, O Israel. "Hear, O hear, Israel, the Lord your God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. These words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart." Now listen to the next part, because in verses 7, 8, and 9, they're to pass that on to their children. "You shall teach them diligently to your sons. You shall talk of it when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." He says, you're to take the truths of the Bible and pass them on to our children. And so we think about that. Who does it and what do they teach? Let's think about that. Who passes it on and who does it? Well, the bottom line, it's the family unit. The mom and the dad. Now, in this passage, it was the father. And you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord." It says the father because the father is the head of the home, but it is the mom and the dad who are taking the truths of the Bible and teaching them to the children. That's the bottom line. In our families, we are to train our children. So it begins in the family. And it's supposed to be in the family. And if you never came to church once in your life, you, as the mom and the daddy, have the responsibility to train up your children. But we also have a local church. We have the privilege and responsibility that when the family comes to worship, we're to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry, to building up the body of Christ. When we do that, when we train the moms and dads, we're also to train the children. And that's why we have a children's ministry. That's why we have kids club. That's why we have Bible quiz. That's why we have kids church. That's why we have the nursery. That's why we have vacation Bible school. That's why we have that Easter activity. That's why we do all of those things so that we can train the children so they can know about Jesus Christ and they can come to know the Savior and have eternal life. The second thing is, what do we teach? Well, we teach them the Bible. And that's one of the things you saw, these children, they know the Bible, they know the books of the Bible, they know different Bible verses, they know the gospel, the death and the resurrection of Christ. There are a lot of adults who do not know the gospel. If you turn to somebody and said, "What exactly is the gospel message?" There are a lot of adults who'd say, "I'm not really sure." The gospel is the death and resurrection of Christ. Jesus died on the cross to pay for sin and he rose again to conquer death. And whoever believes in him has eternal life. These children are taught that. That is the basic message of the Bible. The gospel, the good news message. They're taught Bible stories so that they can know those famous stories from the Bible and to understand the truths that are there. But we also want them to memorize the Bible. And we saw these little ones stand right up here and give you verses and just say, "That would be scared to do that. Just come up and stand in front of a whole bunch of adults and give Bible verses? Anybody want to come up and give all of the books of the Old Testament? You'd say, well, I don't think so. Okay. We're training the children to do that. We want them to remember. And then bottom line, you know what we want them to do? We want them to live it out. That's the plan. Now, why do we do this? Why do we do this? Two things. It's a fallen world and we're fallen people. It's a fallen world. We live in a world marred by sin. We live in a world that is controlled by the evil one. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. We live in a fallen culture. I've actually remember one time talking to a dad, and he said, well, he didn't go to our church, but we met at McDonald's and started talking, and he said something about his kid, and I said something, and he said, well, let me tell you, I've decided I'm going to let my child make his own decisions. I'm just going to leave him alone and let him decide what he believes. I said, well, you're giving that to the world. The culture's going to teach him. Let me tell you, somebody's going to teach him. It's either going to be the truths from the Bible or it's going to be the truths of this fallen world. And if you leave him alone, he's going to get that message. And so it is our responsibility, because if it's a fallen world, to teach them the truth. And we're fallen people. Listen, as beautiful as those children are, they're fallen. They're sinners. They've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We say, not that one right over there, the one that was standing right there. No, or would that one there, because that was mine, right? You say, that was mine. Surely, yes, we're all sinners. We all need saviors. We all need a savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why we do what we do. We want to see those children come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. So what is our goal? Our goal is we want our kids to know and to serve our Savior. We want them to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And we don't want them just be believers. We want them to be disciples. We want them to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And then we want them to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior. We want them to grow up in Jesus Christ. There's a famous verse, Proverbs 22:6. I'm going to turn there. You don't have to turn there. A lot of people use this verse. I just want to tell you something about the verse before I get there. I'll read it to you. You may have heard it a lot of your life. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from that. A lot of people think that verse is saying, tell them the truth about Jesus Christ, and then when they grow up, eventually, no matter if they're wild or not, they'll come back. That's not what that verse is actually saying, but there's some principles there we could take. It actually says, train up a child in the way he should go. The idea of train actually means to teach. It means to give truth. And when it says a child, it's talking about either a little boy or a child. And then when it says, listen to this, train up a child in the way he should go. That is a very unusual Hebrew word, which means the mouth of his way. That's what it actually says. Train him up in the mouth of his way. And that was the idea, that when a brand new baby and they wanted to try to get them to suck, they would take something, put it up in their mouth and cause them to start sucking, and then they would be able to feed. But the idea came to mean train them up in their bent, in the way they should go. And we sometimes call about their natural bent, meaning what are they like? What are their strengths? You know, and that kind of thing. But there is a truth from the Bible that when you train up children, not only in their natural bent, so to speak, but there are two ways you can go. There are two ways to look at the world. There's a righteous way and an unrighteous way. And our goal is to train up our children in the way of the Bible, to teach them the truths, to train them to know Jesus Christ as Savior and to live for Him. And so that when they get older, they won't depart from that. Now, what I want to say from this, some people say that if you train a child and they come to know Christ as Savior, sometimes they might get wild when they're a teenager or something, but eventually they'll come back. That's not what this passage is saying. There is a great truth, though. When you teach children the truth and they come to know Christ, many times, if they fall away, they come back. Sometimes they never even fall away. I want you to understand that Proverbs are not promises, they're wisdom literature. So if we took this verse to say, train them up and eventually they'll come back okay, that's not exactly what this verse is saying, because this is general principles of life. The Proverbs say something like this, the wise man will have a long life. Now, that doesn't mean that every wise man is going to live a long life. It does mean this, that if you are living wisdom, you've got a good chance to live a long life. And if we train our children, there's a good chance, not a promise, but a good chance that they will stick with that and they will continue to grow. So that's when we look at this verse, he's really saying, train them up in their bent. We're saying, train them up, and hopefully someday they'll keep on growing and growing. Now, when they trust in Christ as Savior, I just want to make sure this is clear. When you trust Christ as Savior, you're saved forever. If a kid trusts Christ at 6 years old and then gets off the deep end, that doesn't mean they lose salvation. You cannot lose salvation. Salvation is the gift that comes by faith in Jesus Christ. So our goal, our children would trust in Jesus and live by the Bible even after they're grown, that they would continue trusting God and living for Jesus. So let me give you some applications to close. Number one, families, let's train our children in the truths of the Bible. Let's do it. Let's train them. Let's give them the gospel. Let's make sure you and your home, that they know the good news message of the death and resurrection of Christ, and believing in him, they have eternal life. Let's make sure they know the Bible stories, and the big, especially the young ones, that they know about Noah and the Goliath and David and Goliath and all and the things about Jesus and all of those great stories from the Bible. Help them to memorize the word. Can you believe those little guys come up here and they memorize the Bible just like that? Don't tell me you can't memorize the Bible. There's a lot of people say, oh, I can't memorize the Bible. Yes, you can. I had a guy that he said, I couldn't memorize the Bible. He said he couldn't. He said, I can't memorize the Bible. We have a sheet, have a Thursday morning group of guys. We have a sheet. The sheet has, I don't know how many verses on it, probably 60 or 70 verses, or maybe more than that. He said he couldn't memorize. One day, after being in our Thursday morning group for a year, he said every verse on that sheet without stopping. Don't tell me you can't memorize the Word of God. Don't tell me you can't hide it in your heart. Don't tell me that you can't know the Scripture. These kids can know it. You can too. We want to teach our kids the Word of God, and we want to teach them to live out the truth. Second, families, let us allow Stillwater Bible to help you in the training of your children. Come on. On Sunday mornings when they come, we have kids' church, and they're back there, and they're teaching kids the Bible. While we're in here going through Scripture, going through Titus, your children are back there. We have, during grow groups, we have what we call Bible kids. And so while we're in here and then go to our different grow groups, your kids are being taught the truths of the Bible. On Wednesday night, while we're having SBI, listen, you can bring your children and they can be taught that Wednesday night incredible program you've just seen. And while that's going on, you can take one of four or five different courses offered every semester. What a great opportunity for you to learn and for them to learn. So just give us the opportunity. Bring your children. And you've seen what kind of people we have up here who love these children and want them to know. Last but not least, may our children know and apply God's word. May they know the gospel. May they put their faith in Jesus Christ for eternal life. That's the most important message there is. And may they know the Bible and memorize the Word of God. Thank you for your children. Thank you for bringing them to these to Wednesday night and Sunday morning and kids' church and everything else. We live for the opportunity to touch their lives. And we live for the opportunity to touch your life. And so we thank you that you come. We thank you for these children. And we thank you for a morning in which we can see what the children's ministry is.